What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm great, man. Fantastic.
You enjoying the day, it looked like out there, enjoying the nature.
Oh, man, I'm in Puerto Rico, bro.
Oh, man, that's great. That's dope, man. That's a good look.
Yeah, I'm in Puerto Rico. Yeah, I'm just out here. I took a little moment to work, come do some like filming, have last minutes on my project so I could listen to it in nature.
Oh, I love it, man. That's dope, dog. That's what's up, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me
Yeah,
today
man.
for a
You gotta
few
live a
minutes.
little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting there one day. I already told my cousin. I told my cousin I gotta go to Puerto Rico one day. That is the move. I gotta make that
Oh,
happen. So that's on the
necessary, bro.
goals.
Got to.
Yes,
Got to.
sir. Yes, sir. We got Ro James with us right now. The 20th White Linen Party is coming Sunday, August 31st. It's going to be at KC Live in the Power and Light District. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be grown. It's going to be sexy. We're going to be all
Yes,
white.
yes.
And we jamming with Ro James, who's going to be on stage that night, along with Lizzen, Kevin Ross, Jay Brown, and Casey's on LaBelle. It's going to be a great show, Ro. How you doing?
I'm great, man. It's gonna be a super great show.
Man,
Those are all the homies, so it's great.
How's it feel when you're performing with the homies, man?
Man, it's great. I actually just got off a run with October London and Tamar, so and Joe Leone. Those are the homies too. So it's the same
Oh,
thing, except this is just a one-off. But yeah, man, it's good to come back to Kansas City. It's been a minute. I've been
yes.
trying to get back. We've been trying to figure it out. But now, we pulled it together. So I'm excited to come back and show some love, get on the stage. Reconnect.
I got a friend personally, Ro. Anytime she hear that you coming to town, she makes an effort to try to be there, man. So once she hear this that you coming out August 31st, I bet she's gonna buy four tickets.
Tell her to pull up. Tell her to pull up. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt, man. So you telling me about listening to your new music while you're out here in
Yeah.
Puerto Rico having yourself a good time, man. What we're expecting here for 2025? We get some new music on the way?
Yeah, man. Definitely gonna put some new music out. I've just been kind of checking and watching the scope of music and how it's just very interesting right now. So, I just been holding on to it because I put a lot of effort and intention and energy and love into my music. So I want to make sure that it's heard and put out and received the right way. So I just been holding on to it. But I dropped a song this year called On Me. I dropped it probably about a month ago to start off the trifecta. I haven't put out a video to it yet. I'm just trying something different, trying to see and allow people to connect to the music once again and then come back around and drop all the other things. Like, I got four projects in the cannon, bro. I got four projects loaded. So it's just figuring out when to put it out, what makes the most sense. And yeah, man, I got a lot of features. So I just want to make sure it kind of aligns with what everybody else is doing too, so we can have that maximum momentum and, strategy, bro. That's it. That's where we at.
I don't know about you, Rose. I feel like R&B is coming back just a little bit. It's coming back a little bit better. It just seems like more real R&B projects are coming out now. What do you think about that?
I think so too, but I mean, bro, listen, I put out El Dorado in 2016, and I feel like that was a excellent R&B project entry, and I feel like it encompassed so many different textures and ideas of R&B and the potential of R&B from rock country R&B with some influence of hip hop, like, but I feel like R&B has this like peak and valley. Sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. Sometimes it's up. Sometimes they don't know what to do with it. Sometimes they're not sure and they don't want to put all the money into it. They just hope that it catches. Like, but I feel like R&B is like the core of it. Don't you want to be in love? Don't you want to feel something? We ain't got to be rapped out all the time. So I feel like you said, I'm glad that it's getting back to the space where people want to feel again. But I feel like we keep having those like resurgences and it goes away for a second and then it comes back with somebody new and then people it's interesting, but I feel like where we at just have to be consistent with putting out the music and just allowing God to do what he's supposed to do,
No doubt, no doubt. We gotta allow you to get on stage and do what you're supposed to do, man, when you come here
you
August
know and I'm
31st.
coming and I'm coming
You gotta tell me, what do you love about being on stage the most?
man, the opportunity to share my energy and the music, and a lot of times I feel like people might know the songs, but they don't know my face. I'm still in discovery. I think that people might not know. A lot of times I'll do a set and people don't know it's me until I start singing Permission, and they're like, "Yo, I didn't need it." And I hate that. You know what I mean? But I love the opportunity that they're engaged, even up until they find out that it is the song that they do love or the song that they do know, they still are receiving the music. So, you know, I feel like being on stage just allows me to continuously be in discovery and to be in front of new audiences and new people. And, you know, I'm a military brat, so I flow with meeting new people. I can meet people anywhere. I can get along with anybody as long as you got good energy. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, military brat, right? So what was your favorite place that you visited since you've been on this green earth?
Oh, my gosh, man. I feel like I've been so many places that it's hard to call. For instance, I was born in Germany, so I was born in Stuttgart. My family's from Panama, so I got that going on. I've lived everywhere, man. So I don't know. I love UK. I love you. I love London. I love Paris. But there's some places in the States that just got the feeling. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I can't call it. I travel so much, especially now. I'm like, I do shows pretty much every weekend when I'm not on tour. So I'm always somewhere.
Okay, I need to borrow your passport till I get mine.
Yeah,
man.
Man.
That's what I need
to
do.
We got
to
get outside.
Yes, you do. And y'all need to get outside. Sunday, August 31st, KC Live, Parent Light District, 20th White Linen Party. Ro James will be there. Get your tickets on sale now at kprs.com at axs.com. Ro, I appreciate your time, man. Where can they find you on the socials, dog? Yeah, they want to see you on the socials. Where you at?
Everything is Ro James XIX, ROJAMESXIX. And my website is Rated R, which is my new imprint, by the way, where I do all my new stuff, all my creative endeavors, all my merch. So it's spelled R8T3DR.com.
There you go, man.
Check me out.
Get familiar if you're not familiar. Brother. Make sure you do that there. I appreciate your time, bro. Have a good one, man. We'll see you Sunday.
I appreciate you too, brother. Safety. See you Sunday.
You got it, my man. Have a good one. We'll see you soon.
Peace.
Ha, 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 ha.